Blog Talk Radio.
We gotta go to the news station. I just thought I'd call Moses. Thank God you woke me. I just had an 8-hour dream about a ball of yarn. It was so boring.
Yeah, everybody gets call tonight at 516-387-1293. That's 516-387-1293. It is the Marijuana Happy Hour. Oh, yeah. We're back. We're back tonight. We got so much to get into. I've been gone for so long. We have so much to do. We should probably get this fucker started.
From deep in grow country.
Deep in grow country.
One voice rings out.
No! Fuck off!
Standing up for your rights, not afraid to say what needs to be said.
Quote from a Harvard Medical School doctor who said if marijuana was a new drug, it would be hailed as a wonder drug.
Keeping you up to speed on all your needs.
200% more powerful than the stuff that's grown outdoors. This ain't your grandfather's marijuana. This stuff will kill you because the plants have light 24 hours a day and grow 24 hours a day. It's like dope on steroids.
Your friend indeed when it comes to weed.
Why is marijuana against the law? It grows naturally upon our planet. Doesn't the idea of making nature against the law seem to you a bit paranoid?
Broadcasting live from an undisclosed location, Johnny Kush.
All right, baby, we are live tonight. Yes, we are back. We are in the back in the studio, back to MHH Studios tonight. So we're doing some sound checks tonight. Bear with us tonight. We're going to play another song just to make sure we're in where we need to be. I know, it's been a long time. We got a lot to get to tonight. We have one more song to check out. We're trying out the audio tonight, the video, whatever. You know, the video will be coming up on YouTube starting Monday. So we're just doing some sound checks tonight, man. We're having some fun. I've been gone for a while, man. It's been like 4 months. Except for the last one we did with the wife. You know, that we're all thing. We're just doing a sound check tonight. After this song, though, we will have a good, solid part of the show coming up. We're just going to try one more media song level. Man, we're getting back. We're back at the back down to the MHH Studios, man. Right off of Yucca Street, man. The Yucca Street Studios. We are live tonight. If you want to get down the action, man, you got stuff to talk about? Trump, election, COVID. Man, we got all kinds of stuff to do tonight. We have a long way to come back, but we're back. And we're live tonight. Give us a call, 516-387-1293. Time to get a whore. Call now, man. We'll be back in 2 minutes and 22 seconds. MHH Network. Rolling like we haven't rolled in a long time, baby.
Unit 92, proceed to Wilcox and Yucca. Suspected B activity. Use caution now.
Remember, we're live tonight. Just call at 516-387-1293. $25 a fuck tonight. What do you think? $25 a fuck tonight. What a slut. Retail slut with her body for sale, huh? That's what they're saying. So I'm back tonight, man. We're doing a test show. We're here with our sound engineer, Nathan, our brand new Naughty Nate, we're going to call him. He's running the board tonight. We're back. We opened the studio back up tonight for the first time in 6 months, man. We couldn't get into the studio. Quarantine or what the fuck is going on? Seriously. I've been gone for about 6 months, man. I just couldn't do a show. I decided just to hang out in my basement and shoot heroin for 6 straight months. I'm sorry. I'm telling you, that's all I did. It's a weird life, man. But I just decided to check out for a little bit. So I went to the dispensary today, man. I haven't had any weed in 6 months. I haven't done anything in 6 months. I just sat in my basement and got high every day, man. Just stuck the fucking vein, you know, and just kind of lost it. It's not sad. It's been a good escape from what's going on. I mean, this election coming up is ridiculous. We have two fucking assholes running for president. We have COVID right now spreading faster than ever, and I'm watching TV today, and there's a 20,000-30,000 people in these stands of these football games. I don't understand. I've been in my basement just going complete Alice in Chains Lane Stanley in my basement. I haven't even had any sex in 6 months. I've just been chasing that pony, man. You know, that white pony where you chase it all night and all day. But it's been about 2 weeks now, man. I kicked the shit, and we're going to be here, man. We're back broadcasting live again. I've got like 8 pages of notes to get to tonight. 516-387-1293 is the number to call in. And, you know, it's going to take me a while to come back. I'm out of practice. Not doing very well. Been a long time. It's going to take a long time to come back to the top of the game. We were on top of the world, on top of the game. But now let's give everybody a chance to do a little podcast. Have you heard anything that's any good? I haven't. I've just sat in my basement for the last 6 months getting high. Just fucking shooting heroin 6 times a day. Get up. Coffee. Try to choke down the Danish. I could put the fucking belt around my arm. Fucking take the brown fucking pony, bro. I take a nap and get up. Have a grilled cheese. Hit the vein again, man. That's what I've been doing for 6 months. Because I can't handle it. I can't handle this racist shit. You know, being a half black man from Wisconsin, I've dealt with racism like you will never, ever realize. My mom had to deal with it from having a black kid. This whole Black Lives Matter, I don't even understand this left wing attack on Trump. I don't know. Maybe it's deserved. Maybe it's not. I don't even know anymore. Because nothing has changed. Nothing. Nothing. They'll go out and say, we're going to defund the police. They haven't defunded the police. Republicans are using this as political ads. Ha ha ha. They want to defund the police. Is there racism in America? Not really. Was there racism in America? Fuck yeah, man. I grew up the only half black kid in Wisconsin in the 80s and 90s. In the 2000s. You know, I graduated in 2000. It was pretty racist then, but you know what? It's not that racist anymore. And then we had this disease, this COVID thing coming in, and who knows anymore? Who fucking knows? I don't know. Sat in my basement and just shot my fucking veins. I've collapsed veins full of heroin. That's all I've done. Haven't left my house. I have a guy that stops by once a week and drops off about 14 baggies. So we're at 2 baggies a day. And I just sit in my basement all day and I watch Hulu. I love the Hulu. That's all I do. I get high and watch Hulu. The last weeks have been tough, man. I've been dope sick for about 6 days. And it's over with now. Now, a lot of medical marijuana has helped me through this. Kratom, or what the cool people say, Kratom. I started taking that, and literally it helped my dope sickness, and I got off of it now. So now I'm off. I'm ready to come back to broadcast to you. We're just doing a test show tonight. Nathan tells me everything's going great tonight. I don't know, who knows, you know, this guy Nathan. Just met him yesterday. And hopefully, you know, I'll get laid again. That's the other thing, too. Maybe tonight after I do the show. I mean, it's only 12:45. Maybe I'll just order a hooker tonight. Maybe Lucy. Only $25 a fuck tonight. You never know. But we got COVID. We got the Trump. We got the Biden. We got the isolation, the mental illness. We have a lot of things to get to this week. So what we're going to do now is we're ending the show. I know it's been a short show, and I just wanted to reach out to people, say, hey, I'm still alive. I kicked my drug problem for the 97th time, and, you know, back to old Johnny Kush, back to the Kush, not Johnny fucking H, not Johnny Crack. But I did pick up a tweener tonight, so tonight we'll... Pulse and I off with some nice glass meth smoking. I'll probably try to masturbate with a soft cock. And maybe tomorrow night we'll get a whore over here and we'll have some fun. Tonight's been fun, hey, Nathan? Nathan's giving me a thumbs up, but we don't know. We won't know until the show is over. If it's actually any good or not. So hopefully you guys will listen to tomorrow night's show after we get... Tonight we're just testing levels. I honestly didn't prepare for tonight for a show, but tomorrow night we're going to do a show probably 2 hours long. I'm bringing some shows back. The sex show's back next Friday. Mullet Camaro's back. All Heel Wrestling's back. And the greatest show that's coming back is Chicken and Waffles. Is coming back this week, too. So everybody's coming back, man. The studio's back open. The lights are back on. We're going to have to get a cleaning crew out here. It kind of stinks, and it's a little moldy and musty, and, you know, a lot of cobwebs, and we got to get it cleaned up. But I just want to say hi to everybody tonight. We're coming back. Sorry, you know, my first night back in the studio. I want to welcome Nathan. And, of course, all the other hosts coming back this week. I just want to say thank you guys for listening. So we got time for tonight. Hopefully the test went good tonight. And if it didn't, well, we'll try again tomorrow.